This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Top European officials are in Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian officials. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Thursday's visit includes European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell. From his Twitter account, Borrell said the visit is designed to convey the EU's strongest message of support to all Ukrainians defending their country. The visit came as rescue crews dug through the rubble of an apartment building in eastern Ukraine struck by a Russian missile. The strike killed at least 3 people and wounded 21 others. The scene of devastation in the eastern Donetsk provincial city of Kramatorsk served as a grim reminder of the war's toll almost a year after Russia invaded Ukraine. Emergency workers spent the night searching for survivors after the missile hit late Wednesday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
At a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus on Thursday, President Joe Biden said he hopes the attention from the fatal police beating in Memphis in January leads Congress to move on police reform.
My hope is this dark memory spurs some action that we've all been fighting for.
Stephen Horsford, the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, said the caucus and black communities need Biden's help to enact the reforms necessary to make public safety a priority for all communities. Biden met with the lawmakers a day after the funeral of Tyre Nichols, a black man who died in January, 3 days after being beaten by police in Memphis, Tennessee. The United States says it's tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that's been spotted over U.S. airspace for the last couple of days. A senior defense official said the U.S. has very high confidence that it's a Chinese high-altitude balloon and says it was flying over sensitive sites to collect information. One of the places the balloon was spotted was Montana, which is home to one of the nation's 3 nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base. This is according to an official who spoke to AP anonymously. VOA News. You're listening to a crowd of Haitians waiting outside Haiti's migration agency, hoping to apply for a humanitarian program that allows up to 30,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the United States. Many in the crowd were holding up yellow application forms on Thursday as they jostled in line outside the small building housing Haiti's immigration officials in Port-au-Prince. One man standing in line told Reuters news agency that the process of gathering documents and applying was complicated by power blackouts and the threat of street violence. U.S. House of Representatives Republicans on Thursday ousted Democrat Ilhan Omar from a high-profile committee over remarks widely condemned as anti-Semitic 2 years after Democrats removed 2 Republicans from committee assignments. This report's produced by Reuters' Chris Dignam.
House Republicans ousted Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday over remarks that were widely condemned as anti-Semitic. Omar's removal from the high-profile committee comes 2 years after Democrats removed Republicans Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar from their committee assignments after incendiary remarks. The deeply divided House voted 218 to 211 along party lines to remove Omar from the committee. In defiant remarks on the House floor, Omar vowed that she would not be silenced.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. The United Nations says its humanitarians will not leave Afghanistan and will continue delivering life-saving aid, despite Taliban restrictions on Afghan women's work for non-governmental organizations. The announcement comes as some international aid agencies have suspended their operations in Afghanistan to protest a December 24, 2022 order by the de facto Taliban government banning local women from working for NGOs. The Taliban say the restrictions on women's work and education are temporary until they figure out how this can be done within religious confines. The Pentagon says Majid Khan, a Pakistani man who has disclosed how he was tortured by the Central Intelligence Agency after the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States, has been transferred from the Guantanamo Bay U.S. detention facility in Cuba to Belize. 34 detainees, down from a peak population of 800, remain at Guantanamo Bay. And Iran on Thursday blamed Israel for a drone attack that took place on Saturday in the central Iranian city of Isfahan. A letter posted to the website of Iran's mission to the United Nations said preliminary indications were that Israel was responsible for what it called an attempted act of aggression. Marissa Melton, VOA News.